أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون صدق الله العظيم. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Tawheed and Risalat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attested, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us here a glimpse of the day of Qiyamah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat, Jahannam, and who is eligible for Jannah, and who are the people that will go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ, that they did not understand, they did not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the right of appreciation of Allah. They do not hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his true esteem, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the disbelievers. That on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that sees to the needs of each and every individual. Allah gives rozi, Allah does everything. But yet they did not appreciate Allah. They did not hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his true esteem. وَالْأَرُضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of about just one aspect of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat, and the earth, all of it, will be in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتُ, and the heavens, the skies, will all be rolled up, بِيَمِينِهِ, in the right hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these ayat we've discussed before also, that these refer to the mutashabihat, these refer to those ayat, which maybe we will know the meanings of the word, but we will not know the implication, we will not understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. And commonly, the commentators have expressed that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by saying that in one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds and grips the entire earth, in the other hand the skies are all rolled up in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its meaning, and we will not delve in it, but we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing his qudrat, Allah is showing his power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his might, and Allah Rabbul Izzah shows such power and such might that none can be equal to the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most high from what they have ascribed and associated to Allah. Here we will also understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to show that his might can never be equated. That here are the disbelievers bringing idols and saying that these idols are the partners of Allah. We can feeble creations of Allah can never be equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور, and then the sur, the trumpet will be blown into, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blowing of the trumpet. There will be two blowings. The first trumpet will be blown to signal the end of this world, destruction that will take place, and then thereafter a period of time will pass, and then the trumpet will be blown again to signal the coming of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first trumpet that will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, whoever is in the skies, whoever is in the earth, all will fall unconscious. And after falling unconscious, they all will die. Or those who died already, even their ruh and their arwah will all become unconscious. In other words, it will be a realm of total unconsciousness, a realm of total death, of each and every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa man shaa Allah, except that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, that will not fall unconscious at the blowing of the trumpet. And according to certain commentators, certain traditions, the four malaika, Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wassalam, who is Malakul Maut, they will not fall unconscious at the blowing of the trumpet, but a time will pass and they will also lose their lives. In other words, they will be a realm of absolute nothingness, a realm of absolute death, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Allah Rabbul Izzat is forever and never dies. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks of the second blowing of the trumpet, that it will be blown into for the second time. Then فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Then the whole of mankind will now be alerted. The whole of mankind will once again be resurrected, come back to life, and they will be looking at the scene. And that will not be the scene of this material world. It will not be the sceneries of this world. But this will be the scene of the day of Qiyamah. And hence each and every person will go into that nafsi alam. Each and every person will be concerned about his success, his emancipation. Wa ashraqatil الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the plains of resurrection will begin to lighten up with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, how that happens, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Then the books of deeds will be placed. In other words, that will be the time now of hisab and kitab that will take place. Each and every one of us, our books of deeds will be placed. وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will be called, the various witnesses, besides the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the Malaika, the pious, the Qur'an, and each and every witness will be called. And here the commentators say that there is no need for the witnesses also, because Allah has knowledge of everything, but Allah will want to establish the truth. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat very briefly says that the matters will be judged with truth, with absolute equity. There will be absolutely no ظُلَمْ. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wrong, they will not be transgressed. Everything will be fair. There will be not a person that will be able to raise any objections against the judgment of Allah. Then وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. Every soul will be fully recompensed as to what he had done. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what a person had carried out insofar as deeds are concerned in this material world. In these few ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this glimpse of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.